Good morning. Today I'd like to share a little about this year's SSP experience. SSP could not hold on-site programs due to the risk of COVID-19 for the host communities. Instead, they offered some Zoom programming. But one of the most critical elements of SSP is service to others, so we developed our own local SSP. On Sunday, we started work at the church. We started trimming bushes, pruning roses, weeding gardens, and prepped the wrought iron fence for painting. We also did a lot of window washing inside and out. Lacking access to SSP's excellent kitchen staff and meals, we made our own breakfasts and relied on the local takeout places for lunch and dinner. On Monday, we worked at Yucaipa Family Assistance. We helped to clear the weeds out of the alley behind the building. Debbie Wilson and Jack and Sharon Kelsey worked tirelessly with them to provide services and food for our community. We sorted through toy donations and canned food dates and put together boxes to deliver to Family Promise for distribution to families in need. Sally and Destiny also teamed up to clean and reline the pantry shelves with new contact paper. On Tuesday, we worked all day at the church. The van you see in the background is the Family Promise transportation van that was provided for our use. We put the first coat of Rust-Oleum paint on the fence and did more cleanup and pruning in the rose gardens. We got an excellent bouquet from the trimmings for our youth room downstairs in Kramer Lounge. The weather was beautiful and we were all happy to be able to eat outside. We went to the community park. And sometimes we just ate outside on the church grounds. We also used patio dining areas when they were available, and we were all very thankful for the In-N-Out gift cards, fruits, and snacks provided by Pat Shores. She does lots of great things for our youth, and we really appreciate her. On Wednesday morning, we helped one of our older church members finish off a retaining wall and picked many bags of apricots to be turned into jam. On Wednesday afternoon, we returned to the church to finish up our last two painting projects, the doorway to Fellowship Hall and the doorway to the choir room. We also had a special 50th birthday flocking request, so we unflocked the yard on Wednesday. On Thursday morning, we cleaned up our space in Kramer Lounge and moved over to the Barwicks. We slept out in the yard in an open screen tent and enjoyed the Barwicks' beautiful Camelot. The pool was a fabulous place to cool down and relax. We also had fun with many games of charades, a campfire, s'mores, hikes, picking blackberries, and just looking around their beautiful grounds. And we really enjoyed our furry buddy, Allie, who swam with us. Dina led us on a great multi-sensory spiritual meditation Thursday and Friday evening. We enjoyed lots of the delicious local Yucaipa cuisine from the shaded tables of Camelot. And those beautiful thornless blackberries were really delicious. Taking daily temperatures, wearing masks when we were inside or close together, eating locally, and finding our own work projects was very different this year from our normal SSP experience. But we still enjoyed being able to work for our own community, and we've developed stronger relationships within our own Epic Youth Group. Thank you so much for all of your support. We appreciate you.